Hi, everybody. Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Dina Vakari, and I am a senior product manager on the Azure Marketplace team. And today, we're going to talk about how you, an ISV, can optimize your presence on the Azure Marketplace. So typically in the past, when we've spoken with our ISV or publisher audience, we've focused on the publishing experience end to end. And so we've talked a lot about how you apply and register and publish your offer on the Azure Marketplace. And I'm going to briefly touch on that today during this presentation. However, the meat of this presentation is really going to be about once you're live, how do you optimize your presence? How do you optimize the ROI that you are getting from listing your product on Azure Marketplace? So let's start just to set the stage and talk about a little bit about what Azure Marketplace is. So today, as customers migrate from on-prem to the cloud, they have a lot of challenges. And a big challenge that they have is they need additional cloud platform functionality to meet their business and technical needs. And so to discover the right applications or services that they need is pretty problematic. They're usually found in multiple disparate places. There isn't really a scalable way to deploy these products. And most importantly, they need those applications and services to just seamlessly work with existing solutions on Azure. And so that's where Azure Marketplace is the answer. So Azure Marketplace is a central location with a growing portfolio of applications and services that seamlessly work on Azure. And so it provides the customer with a one-stop shop, place to go where they can find, discover, and purchase and deploy all these applications and services. And they can configure them in a scalable manner, and they will all just seamlessly work with Azure. So it really puts the customer's mind at ease. So I'd like to address quickly the Microsoft Cloud ecosystem. And I'm going to reference some terms that I'll use throughout the presentation today. And I want to make sure that everyone here is familiar with how we think about this ecosystem and our different audiences of customers. So we really have three different buckets of actors in this ecosystem. So there's customers, and then we have developers, and then we have enablers. So let me talk a little bit about each one. So customers, as I mentioned, those are the customers that have migrated to Azure, and they're looking for products and solutions and services that will seamlessly work with their other Azure solutions. For Azure Marketplace, primarily the end customer is a dev IT audience. But I also want to call out that there's a business audience looking for SaaS services, finished SaaS. And so we have a kind of a sister marketplace, if you will, called AppSource. And I've mentioned this in my related presentation slides so that you can check out the presentation about AppSource. But today, we're going to primarily talk about Azure Marketplace. So customers can connect with developers, and that's you. So these are the folks that are publishing and listing their solutions to sell on Azure Marketplace. And so these are ISVs that are building the solutions and listing them on the marketplace, and that's really what we're going to focus on today, and that's who you are. We have a bucket here called enablers. Now, enablers are all the different other players that connect your solutions to end customers. So a big enabler player is the Microsoft Field, and we'll talk a little bit about how we connect your products and solutions to end customers through the Microsoft Field. Huge value prop to selling on Azure Marketplace and working with Microsoft in general. We also consider your field sellers to be an enabler in this process to connect you with customers. And so I'm going to dig into how we enable your field to be successful as well. So just to make sure everyone understands, Azure Marketplace, dev, IT audience as the end customer. So as I mentioned, the bulk of this presentation is going to be about how you optimize your offering on Azure Marketplace. But I briefly want to touch on how, if you aren't already started on Azure Marketplace, how you do get started. So we have a program called Azure Certified. And so the overall program to listing your products on Azure Marketplace is called getting Azure Certified. And there's a couple different components to this, but I want to talk about the value prop. So I mentioned in the beginning of my talk that a large challenge that customers have is they really want to be able to trust that the solutions that they find and deploy are just going to seamlessly work with Azure. And so what this program does is it guarantees that that will happen every time. So it involves vetting some business requirements about your company, and then also vetting your technical solution and certifying that, yes, it is pre-configured to work seamlessly with Azure. And so once you list your product, you can leverage the Azure Certified brand to highlight that this is the case with your products on the Azure Marketplace. So it's really valuable to end customers. And so very high level here to talk about how you get started with the Azure Marketplace and list your product. So as I mentioned, there's business and technical prerequisites. And all of this is outlined in our Azure Marketplace Seller Guide. So I strongly advise you to check that out after my presentation. It lists really the end-to-end journey of everything that you need to know to get started. But very high level, once you apply, it takes just a couple days to get an approval, at which point you then register as a developer with Microsoft. Now, you should already have your Azure-compatible virtual machine image ready to go. But if not, you want to make sure that you build that solution, and we enable you with all kinds of tools and pre-certification testing so that when you do publish your offer, it's as streamlined as possible. And so onboarding involves really the publishing process in general. So part of that is listing all the marketing metadata that's involved in what will eventually become your product page. We're going to talk a lot about that today as well. We're going to talk about how you can really optimize all the real estate on the product page we give you and how you can make your solution discoverable to end customers. But basically, you're going to add all the marketing content in the publishing portal, and then you're going to certify your image. And really, that's a matter of putting it through a battery of tests that verify that it is Azure certified. And then you go live, and then you merchandise and go to market with your offer. So let's talk post-launch. So here are the basic things that are going to happen post-launch. Now, Microsoft is committed to driving customer demand to the Azure Marketplace. We do offer you a basic level of SEO SEM support. We also provide support for your publisher business operations. So if you have updates to make to your offering, to your virtual machine image, we help support that process, and we have a team in place to be there to guide you through any of those changes. And we also invest to make the Azure Marketplace an industry-leading commerce platform and really a destination for these customers to go. And so at a basic level, you also have to invest in maintaining patches and updates and new releases. You're going to sustain marketing activities and drive awareness of your offering. You're going to manage your offer, pricing, promotions, and marketing content. And then, of course, you have to provide quality end support to all of your end customers. So now that you know the basics, let's dig into how you can really optimize your presence, and not only that, how you can optimize your ROI on what you're getting from Azure Marketplace. So let me touch briefly on what each one of these components is, and then I'm going to dig into to each one in more detail, and then talk about how you get started with either the feature or the program or the product. So first of all, we want to give you as many highly qualified leads as possible. And so we have a program called Leads on Demand, which sends you customer contact information directly to your CRM for customers that are checking out or trialing your products on Azure Marketplace. Additionally, we have a test drive program that you can publish a sandbox environment of your product for customers to trial for a couple of hours. And for them to access it, they provide their contact information, and we also send you those details as leads directly to your CRM. Again, I'll dig into this in more detail on all of these things, but just want to touch at a high level here. Next, I'm going to talk about, after that, how you can enrich your product page. So as I mentioned, you add all kinds of marketing metadata in the publishing portal that eventually becomes this product page. And so we're going to talk about how you can really optimize all of the real estate that you get, and then also ensure that you're driving the right traffic to that page. We're going to touch on a great way for you to grow traffic and leads and conversion, and that's by publishing a referral page on your web presence. And then we're going to tie it all together when we talk about how you can leverage the great reporting and data that we give you in our Seller Insights portal that was recently launched. So let's dig into lead generation. So we call this program Leads on Demand. And so essentially what that is we send leads directly into your CRM. And we generate leads at two distinct points in the purchasing funnel. So I'll walk you through these as well. But quickly, when a customer clicks on the call to action, get it now in the Azure Marketplace, or when a customer clicks on create in the Azure portal. So I'm going to show you a couple screenshots of that real quick, and then we'll come back to this slide. So this is the call to action, get it now. So as you can see, there's a tile search result with that call to action, and then there's an actual product page with the get it now call to action as well. A customer would click on that, log in with their Microsoft account, and we would then programmatically send you that lead directly to your CRM. Exact same, except in the Azure portal. So this is where the customer is going to deploy this in their Azure subscription. And to start that process, they click this call to action create. You can see at the bottom of that blade there. And so when they click create, we send you that customer information as a lead as well. So I'm just going to navigate back real quick to that other slide. And so you're probably wondering, great, leads. What attribute data do I get about these leads? So today, we give you first name, last name of the customer. We give you their email address. We give you their company name, and we give you their geography. So we give you a country code. We're working to enrich these leads with more data about these customers to give you even more insights, but that's just what you get today. Now, great. You get leads. Is it hard to set up? No, not at all. So configuration is super simple. So basically, all you need to do is you find the connection string in a JSON format for your specific CRM. So today, we support Marketo, Salesforce, Dynamics, or you can set up an Azure table. And all you need to do is specify that CRM in the publishing portal and add that JSON connection string. And I put my contact info here if you have any questions at all about this, because I think that it's just the easiest thing that you can do that adds the most value. You know, this is why you're listing and selling your products. It's to connect to customers, and we're just handing you that. So it takes about 5 minutes to actually set up and start receiving these leads. So feel free to email me directly, and I will help you get it done, because it's of a huge value. So now I'm going to talk about Test Drive. Now, this is another great way to generate leads. But let me tell you what Test Drive is. So Test Drive is a hands-on self-guided trial that allows a customer to experience your product on Azure. And so it really allows you to showcase the features and benefits in a real-world implementation scenario and give a customer a try-before-you-buy experience. We've done a lot of research around this, and we've learned that customers love as many ways as they can to try things for free before they actually buy them. And so Test Drive is a really great way to do this. It's super low friction. It typically, Most test drives last anywhere from 1 to 3 hours. It's completely up to you as the ISV to configure those settings, and I'll show you a little bit about all the different ways that you can set things up so that you maintain control over who gets access and how much. But again, it's extremely low friction for the customer. It runs in your Azure subscription, so the customer incurs no infrastructure charges either. So they get access for a couple hours, they get to play around, they get a step-by-step manual that you create, and it really handholds the customer through their learning process, and allows you to highlight really awesome features and benefits in a real-world scenario. And in the end, it generates highly qualified leads for you and increases conversion, because customers really see that value, and they can go directly and deploy the product in their Azure subscription right after they complete the test drive, or they could say, great, in the middle of the test drive and deploy the product right away. So I want to show you here on how we drive eyeballs to these test drives. And I'm going to give you a quick demo as well of what the customer journey looks like. So in the tile search result here, you can see the call to action is test drive. So any offer that has a test drive associated with it, the call to action would be test drive. And then on the product page, you might have remembered on the prior product page that I showed you, it said get it now as the only call to action. Now, this product page has a test drive, so it also has a test drive call to action. So let me walk you through what the customer journey here is. I'll show you a couple quick things. Great. So this is the Azure Marketplace homepage. This is the unauthenticated site. I am currently logged in. But this is the public-facing site. Customers don't even need an Azure subscription to go here and navigate and see all the different products that we offer. But as you can see on the left here, we have a global filter for trials. And one of those is test drive. So I'm going to click on that. And it's going to filter out all the offers that we have test drives for. And so customers can then go and they can directly click the call to action here, or they could go and click on the product page, and they can start the test drive from here. So today I'm going to show you this, what the Barracuda test drive experience looks like to the end customer. So as you can see, there's the Get It Now call to action and test drive. So I'm John Q customer, or Janet Q customer, and I'm going to click on test drive here. And it's going to start setting up my test drive. And now I don't want to take up too much time here with waiting for the test drive to deploy. So real quick, just as a quick reference, you can have hot instances running, and so they're always ready to go, and they typically take just a couple of seconds. You can have warm instances, or you could have cold instances. It's really up to you. But for the purpose of this demo, I've already deployed the Barracuda test drive. And so let me show you this test drive page here. So once it would log me in, and if I wasn't already logged in, the customer would just sign in with their Microsoft account. Again, they don't even need an Azure subscription, so it could be like a Hotmail account if they wanted to. Again, just providing a really low friction experience. But it would take you to this test drive page here. And it gives you the login credentials right here. We have videos that are hosted for each test drive. And the really cool thing about this is we have, essentially, it's a shortened demo of exactly what a customer will experience during this test drive. So say a customer doesn't really have time to take, you know, an hour and 30 minute test drive, and they just want to watch a 5 to 10 minute video, they can do that as well. So here is a brief description of what the test drive entails. And then you'll see a link here for the test drive user manual. And so I'll click on this one. I already have it opened. And so you develop this user manual. And as I mentioned, it's the step-by-step guide that the customer is going to use to walk them through all of these really cool features and benefits of your product in a real-world scenario. So I'll scroll through this just briefly, but it it tells the customer what the prerequisites are, and then it walks them through exactly what the scenario is going to be, and then provides step-by-step instructions on what they do to walk through the test drive. I've logged into the test drive here, just to give you a quick sample of what one might look like. And the customer can click around here and go to all different places in the test drive. They can reference back to the manual here. But the cool thing is, once that customer clicks on the test drive call to action and logs in, we send you that customer contact information directly to your CRM. Just quickly, I will go back to my slides here. So you're probably wondering, okay, how do I get started with publishing a test drive? So this is an entirely self-service process. We have all of our documentation public on GitHub, and I've included the link here. And then we've also partnered with an SI, they're called Sysgain, and they'll help you build your test drive. So we do fund some of the engineering work. And so all you need to do, if you'd like to work and partner with Sysgain, and leverage their services, you just email this email address as well. Quickly to go back here, I want to show you briefly, this is our GitHub with all of the different things you need to build the test drive. So it contains a development helper tool to build and test and debug everything. And then it shows you as well, want to highlight, how to get that connection string to set up your lead management. So the lead integration for Test Drive is the exact same as for Leads on Demand. You would find the connection string for your CRM here, and you click on these more detailed instructions to get it by CRM. And then you would just add it in the configuration settings. Okay, so let's move on now and talk about how you can optimize the real estate on your product page. So we already looked at the Barracuda Web Application Firewall product page, but I'd like to highlight it because I think they've really done a great job here with everything. So let me take you through a couple of these things, but this should really be your guide in terms of optimizing this real estate. So as you can see, they have a short description here and then a concise title. They have 1 to 2 paragraphs that describe the product, and then they have 3 feature benefit bullet points right here that that call out the highlights. And so it's up to you how you want to use this space. Some people might put the highlights right at the beginning because some people like to scan right at the top what the key call outs are about the product. But Barracuda put it here, and I think that's fine. It'll live above the fold. Quick note on the description, the short description, and the title here. So you're probably wondering, okay, how do I make my product searchable and discoverable on Azure Marketplace? So you want to make sure to include relevant search terms throughout the description and also in the product title. However, you don't want to overuse those words because our search logic will view a word that's used more than X number of times, and it'll discount it from the search logic. So for a good example of this is the word the. So if you're thinking, oh, I can put web application firewall 1,000 times in my web application firewall description, that won't work. So just use best judgment with that. Same thing with the title. You want this to be short and concise and to the point. So titles that are extra long here, so Barracuda Web Application Firewall, BYOL, yada, 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 yada. We will also discount those and rank those lower as well. So just keep that in mind. So as I mentioned, great way to optimize your product page is having free trials offered to customers. One way you can offer a free trial is through a test drive. And I'll reference how you can offer a free trial as well, a free 30-day trial when you set up the offer. Since this has a pay-as-you-go SKU in addition to BYOL, We list the starting at price here. We allow you to tag relevant categories and subcategories. And so you want to make sure to do this. And all of this is done in the publishing portal when you set up your offer. And you can edit it after the fact as well, most of these components. We have you link your legal and privacy agreements. And then we also have you link learn more content. So really, you want to take advantage of this. Typically, you'll want to put 3 to 5 links here, nothing too overwhelming. But it's a great way to highlight how your product really works on Azure with more information that just doesn't fit in the real estate that we give you. And then finally, Barracuda does a really nice job here of including 5 screenshots. So we allow you to display up to 5. I always say display 5 because it's, you know, customers like pictures and images and ways to visualize and bring the product to life. So now let's look at the plans and pricing tab here. So same product page, but let's talk a little bit about plans and pricing. So you can specify the VM instances which work best with your software. We display these prices in a nice grid format. And not only do we display your software cost, and I'll show you a pay-as-you-go SKU, but this is a BYOL. If it was pay-as-you-go, it would have a price here. But we also have the list price for the infrastructure costs as well. So the customer can really see the extended hourly and monthly costs if they were to buy your solutions. You should also enable any enabled sell-to countries so that customers can deploy those and they can be available in as many sell-to countries as possible. And then finally, as I mentioned, you want to list all of your SKUs here. So there's BYOL SKUs and then pay-as-you-go SKUs. So you want to be sure that you're offering customers options here. And be sure to describe what each SKU actually is. So you may have remembered I showed you the tile design in the search results. So you want to have a short description, short summary loaded in the portal and ensure that your pricing is loaded properly as well so that these tile designs are optimized. And again, you're going to have a call to action. And when you have a test drive, customers will see that and they can deploy the test drive right from here or they'll click on the product page. So we are making also badges available. So a great way to drive traffic to your offering is to have a dedicated page on your own web presence that talks about your product on Azure Marketplace and then directs traffic to your product page. So customers can go directly there and then click Get It Now or Test Drive and get started. We find that that our publishers that do this tend to have the highest traffic on their offer pages because customers are already interested in their products. There's a huge set of customers that might already be using their products and not know that they have this offering that works seamlessly with Azure, and maybe they just migrated to Azure. So it's definitely recommended that you have an entire dedicated page with a referral link. We give you badges that you can leverage. This is one example of a badge, but we have several that you can use on your product page. And so again, dedicated page is ideal, and even more ideal is linking to your product page directly from your web present homepage. Okay, so let's talk about how you can tie all of this together. So you're driving all of these customers to your offering, and you're generating leads, and you're driving conversion. And so you're probably wondering, okay, how do I know what these customers are doing? How do I know more about them? And so we have released some really awesome reporting in our Seller Insights reporting portal. And so again, today we provide you with insights about customer usage and orders. And we also give you trends so that you can identify what's working and what isn't. I want to talk about the customer data that we give you. So today, we've gotten a lot of feedback that in order for field sellers to get comped, you need the geographic location of the end customer that's deploying the solution. Otherwise, they can't get comped. So we've included that in all of the customer reporting. So really important, we give you down to the zip code level data in wherever we do have it. So you should definitely check that out and leverage it when you're incentivizing your salespeople. So today, like I said, we offer this summary. The snapshot I give you is the summary, and we offer you these higher level trends. We offer you orders and usage reporting and customer reports. Now, in development are deployment success and failure rates, and then also payout reconciliation reports. So that's coming. And you can log in and check these reports out at reports.azure.com. I'll show you really quick here. I will sign in. Great, so let me just navigate to those tabs to show you. So you've already seen a screenshot of the summary page. This is intended to be kind of a 90-day snapshot of the overall health of your business. So we provide you with order trends. We break those down by channel and offer type. And then we give you these top five trends. So you can see a breakdown of the top five markets, and those are the geographies where you're where your products are successfully being most successfully used. Top five performing offers. So if you have multiple products in the marketplace, you can see how they rank. And then we show you who your top five end customers are here and how much they're using. So let me navigate to the orders and usage tab. And I'm going to briefly show you this trend view. So as I said, we give you trends and we break those down by several different parameters. And you can filter by a number of different things. So you can filter by channel. You can filter and see BYOL versus build through Azure. You can check out geographies here. And so you might want to know what's going on in Venezuela. So there's other filters here as well. I'm going to scroll down briefly and show you these trend views of each of those different parameters. So you can see here, this is channel, and you can see, okay, web direct, this is the largest chunk of my business, but direct enterprise is growing. Good to know. And I'll scroll down here and just show you this table of information as well. So all of this data is downloadable in XLS or a CSV so that you can load it into your other systems and tools that you do reporting with or just analyze it using Excel. But one thing I want to call out here is we provide you with this subscription ID. Now, since these are BYOL, we mask this subscription ID. However, for subscriptions that are pay-as-you-go or billed through Azure, we provide you with the subscription ID of this customer so that you can directly link what they're doing with regards to orders and usage to their customer identity. And so I'll click on this link here. Now I'll click OK. And what that will do is it will take me to that end customer in the customer tab. And so I'm going to click here and just go to the general customer report. And as you can see here, we provide you with company name, first name, last name, the plan that they're using, the cloud instance name. So if they are on the public marketplace or Azure Gov, their order count, contact information. And then we also provide you with geography, where it is available. Okay, now let's summarize what we talked about. So if you're not already publishing or have an offer listed, you should get started with Azure Certified. And I talked you through high level how you can do that. But you should build your Azure compatible virtual machine image, certify it, and list it on Azure Marketplace soon. And then you want to take it to the next level. So today we talked about leads on demand. That's where customers will click get it now or create calls to action. And we programmatically send that contact information directly to your CRM or an Azure table. So you should absolutely configure that today. Second thing we talked about was test drive. So this is a great way to give customers a try before they buy experience. And also a great way for you to generate highly qualified leads and drive more conversion. We also talked about optimizing your product page. So you want to use this guide, these slides as a guide to help you load marketing metadata in the publishing portal that will display in a really highly merchandised, great product page experience for customers. You're going to want to drive referral traffic by publishing a dedicated page on your website that links to your Azure Marketplace offer. Ideally, you would link directly from your website homepage as well, so that you're getting as much visibility as possible on the fact that you have an Azure certified product on Azure Marketplace. And then finally, you want to utilize these seller insights reporting. You're going to measure impact and iterate on what you're doing. And double down on what's going well. And I don't know the opposite of double down, but don't do what isn't working. So again, the next steps, create your virtual machine image, apply and get Azure certified, and then finally publish and optimize your offering. And so you can visit azuremarketplace.microsoft.com to learn more. And again, email me with any questions that you might have. Finally, I ask that you evaluate my session. I really appreciate your time today. I love working with our ISVI partner audience, and I'm very passionate about helping to make you guys successful and enabling you to do so. So again, please reach out to me anytime, and I'm Dina Vicari. Thank you very much.